And just after the conversation with David Wilder in Hebron, where we spoke about Gershon Solomon and his efforts on an annual basis to erect the cornerstone on the Temple Mount, we've got now Gershon Solomon on the line. Gershon, what is the latest? Are you going to endeavor once again this year on Feast of Tabernacles to take the cornerstone up onto the Temple Mount?
Yeah, actually, this is our plan, you know, together with other events that we shall make. This is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a feast of pilgrimage. So on Sukkot, we shall first of all march to the Temple Mount to make our pilgrimage and to bring a clear message to Israel, to our enemies on the Temple Mount, very clearly that the temple should and will be soon rebuilt on the Temple Mount, and the mosque and the Dome of the Rock should be and will be removed by a visionable Israeli government that I believe soon will come. And we are calling this feast to the Israeli people: no more to pray near the Western Wall outside of the Temple Mount, because the God of Israel don't like it. Go up and pray on the Temple Mount.
Huh.
Yeah, no more near the Western Wall. This is a shameful situation, you know.
Yes.
When foreigners that occupied the land of Israel and did not allow the Jews to go up on the Temple Mount, they said, okay, pray near the Western Wall, worship there, and cry for your terrible destiny. And this is another time of redemption. God brought us back to the Temple Mount, and we are calling the people of Israel to stop praying near the Western Wall, go up and pray on the Temple Mount.
Is that going to be possible? Will the custodians of the Temple Mount, the Islamic Trust, allow Jews to pray on the Temple Mount, Gershon?
We don't need to ask them. The Temple Mount is under the sovereignty and control of the Israeli government and people since 1967. And this is what is not good, that we ask, I mean our government, ask them if we can or not. They are foreigners. They are occupied the Temple Mount. Their time of occupation is over. And the God of Israel and the universe brought back his people to the Temple Mount, not just to go there as tourists, but to rebuild his temple and open the great end time, the godly time of worshiping God in the temple, and make it a house of prayer for all nations.
Now, Gershon, I know in the past I've had the opportunity to be with you when you would endeavor to take the cornerstone, a stone that actually meets all the qualifications according to the Bible to be a cornerstone for the temple itself. You've endeavored to try to go up onto the Temple Mount with that cornerstone and begin the building, the construction of the temple. Are you going to try to do that this time as well, this Feast of Tabernacles? Are you going to be stopped by the Israeli government?
Basically, this is our plan, to take it to the Temple Mount and start and put it on the right place and start the process of the rebuilding of the temple. As it looks now, because of the security situation in Israel, as it looks now, the government will not allow us to do it. By the way, they allow us to take the cornerstone and to drive it along the streets of the downtown of Jerusalem and along the western wall of the old city, but not to the Temple Mount. But we are anxious to take it to the Temple Mount. And if they will not allow it, as it looks now, because of fear from Arab riots or the reaction of the United Nations, we shall delay it and take it again on Hanukkah, which will be in December, to the Temple Mount. And we believe at this time the government and the authorities will be enough courage and visionable to allow us to take it to the Temple Mount and start the process of the rebuilding of the temple.
There's a dichotomy, is there not, Gershon, between those Orthodox Jews, those Jews that believe the temple should be on the Temple Mount, and their efforts to endeavor to try to do that, and the Israeli government. What is wrong with the Israeli government? Why cannot they see what needs to be done? For example, on Yom Kippur, they shut down the entire nation in obedience to biblical directives. Why do they not follow through as it relates to the rebuilding of the temple?
The answer is very clearly fear from reaction of the Arabs on the Temple Mount, fear of the reaction, as they say, from 1.5 billion of Muslims, and fear of the reaction of the United Nations and even the United States. And this is a terrible, sinful mistake, because, you know, this is a call of the God of Israel at this time, time of redemption, end times in Israel, to rebuild the temple. And God's promise to Israel that he will stand with Israel in time of redemption, in time of the rebuilding of the temple. You should know that in all the events of redemption of Israel, in the biblical times, the first thing that the Jews did was to build the house of God, so he can dwell among his people, Israel. You know, with regard with the mosque and the Dome of the Rock, you know, as all the foreign houses, pagan houses of worship, they were removed. along the history after the destruction, and now it should remove the mosque and the Dome of the Rock and build the temple with no fear from anyone in the world, because God, the Almighty God of Israel, he will stand with Israel. He said to Israel, when you are coming to the land, don't fear from anyone. You know, I chose you because, not because you are the majority, because you are the minority and I love you. But if you will walk with me and be obedient to me and not fear from any human being, together with me you will be the majority, and all the rest of the mankind of the nations will be the minority.
Let me ask you this, Gershon. In your heart, in the heart of hearts of Gershon Solomon, do you believe, forgetting what the governments of the world may say, even your own Jewish government there in Israel, forgetting all of that, do you believe, or are we quickly approaching the time when there will be a temple on the Temple Mount, when God's plan for the end times will be fulfilled?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, I believe and I know that in 1967, when the Temple Mount was liberated by God and his people Israel, this was the time that God expected from his people Israel to build his house. It's such a major event, you know, the great victory in the 6 days war, when God brought the people of Israel to the main biblical areas of the land in Judea, Samaria, Gaza, Golan Heights, and Sinai, and in the top of it, to the biblical Jerusalem, to the Temple Mount. This is just an accident? No, it was a clear decision of God to start the major end times by rebuilding his house, as he requested Israel thousands of years ago in Exodus 25:8. He requested Israel, build me a temple, and I will dwell among you. This was the time that God was ready that his house will be rebuilt. And again, weakness, spiritual weakness and political weakness of our leadership, you know, missed this great moment and delayed it. And this weakness continues. And we are looking forward for completely another government in Israel, another leadership, a leadership of God, of vision, a biblical leadership that will obey to the call of God to his people, Israel, build my temple. And I tell you, Jimmy, you know, we can hear the call of God on the mountains of Jerusalem. Build my house. Build my house. I want to dwell among you. And this time among all my creation, all over the world.
This is an exciting time in which we're living, is it not, Gershon?
Yeah, very exciting time. And I tell you, nothing can stop the going forwards of God's timing. And I tell you very clearly, you, Jimmy, and I, and all the people of Israel in this generation will see the rebuilding of the temple, which will be the focus for all the mankind. Nothing can stop, even all the world cannot stop the plans, the end-time plans of God to open a great time, a godly time for Israel and for all the mankind.
Gershon Solomon, a special friend of us here on Prophecy Today, and a very personal friend of Judy and myself, he and his precious wife, Naomi, having hosted us a number of times in their home. I'm just sorry I'm here in America, not able to be there with you during these special Jewish holy days, Gershon, but our thoughts and our prayers are with you. We will continue to watch to see how everything's going to develop as it relates to you walking onto the Temple Mount with that cornerstone to start erection of the temple, the construction project that God has commanded for the Jewish people and for all the world, as you say. Gershon, Chag Sameach to you, Naomi, and your family, and thank you so much for giving us a few moments in this very interesting time in history.
Chag Sameach to you and to all the listeners. We love you and all the listeners, and we shall stand with them together, with you, soon in the rebuilt house of God, hand in hand, and thank him for the great time that he gave to our generation. Thank you. Shalom, shalom.